I hope that there won't be any further delay. The Taoiseach has now agreed to meet with the families, which I think is welcome, but it needs to happen speedily. And what the families need now, almost 4 years on, is they need clarity from government around what exactly they propose to do. There's been different proposals around inquests. And the family's view is that there needs to be a public inquiry, and I agree with them on that. The Taoiseach has prevaricated and dodged, but really 10 lives were lost, and there has to be an accounting and a reckoning for that. I know there's a criminal investigation, it's at an advanced stage. Certainly the families are very happy that the Gardaí are doing their job and doing it thoroughly. But there are questions beyond the scope of that investigation, and there has to be a transparent and open process through which those questions can be answered. So the family spoke today to members here in the Oireachtas. It was powerful testimony, heartbreaking testimony, but it is very, very clear that the public inquiry is a very clear ask of families. And I really want the government, the Taoiseach, personally, to take an interest and ownership of this matter, and simply to make clear that there will be such an inquiry, and to ensure that that inquiry commences as soon as possible.
And you spoke on the impact that the testimonies had today. What impact do you feel that had on the members who were present? It seemed that some senators engaged in a thoughtful manner during.
Oh, absolutely. I think people were absolutely heartbroken to hear stories of, young children, in the case of Shauna, in the case of Leona, in the case of so many of them, the heartbreak upon heartbreak, and the testimony of survivors as well. People who didn't lose their lives, but who were traumatised and marked forever by the events of those days. And look, people are very conscious that there is a collective trauma for the entire population of Chrysla and beyond. But I think we all have to recognise that in a very, very particular way, in a very, very tragic and in an irreversible way, the families of the 10 who lost their lives, whose lives were taken, they are forever changed. And we can only imagine the kind of trauma that they are in. And for the government to not provide answers and the mechanism for answers, does more harm. That's not a neutral position. That's a position that brings more harm. So we're going to keep campaigning on this, working on this. I hope that we can work on a cross-party basis. I know my colleagues, Piers Doherty and Padraig McLaughlin, are very committed to this course, and all of us in Sinn Féin. But we want this really decency and just truth demands that the public inquiry happen.
And we heard in there from some members that they didn't have the full story, or they had misconceptions about what the Chrysla tragedy in the aftermath was. How do you feel that more awareness could be brought, and then that to change minds or even bring attention to it?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I think there was an assumption made by TDs and senators that the families and survivors had much more extensive support than is in fact the case. As a matter of fact, the families who lost loved ones and survivors reported that actually they had very minimal, if any, real support. And all of them have suffered not alone trauma, but significant financial burdens and loss. And all of that is a reality as well. So I think there was genuine shock to hear those stories. Certainly that's not the story that's been told here in Dublin. The story has been that everybody was being supported and looked after, and that's sadly not the case.
So the work now begins to tell that story as well and to try and progress this forward?
I think so. I think it is really important for those of us who are elected here to these houses of the Oireachtas. We're representatives of the people. And it's our job, where there has been a tragedy, where there has been loss of life, where there has been a wrong done, lives lost, we have to ask all of the questions, and we have to move heaven and move earth to make sure that the families who have been so grievously harmed, and for the 10 people whose lives were lost, because they need to be in the spotlight of all of this, 10 lives lost, those 10 people, those 10 citizens deserve to have all of the facts discovered, the truth of what happened and why, all of it laid out on the public record for them. That's the very least, in fact, that they deserve. And it's certainly, it's very clear to all of us today that their families and loved ones will settle for nothing less.